in Toledo, the program is free and open to the public.
The Community Calendar airs daily as a service of News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Central Iowa weather.
Here's your 1230 KFJB forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. A strong low-pressure system and an associated cold front work its way through the area as we finish out the work week and head into our weekend. Increasing clouds today, high of 63. Winds become gusty as they turn to the northwest. That's your forecast. I'm 1230 KFJB meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 47.
And good morning. It is time for another Experience Marshalltown show, and we have a guest host. It's Ken Hughie today. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Kyle. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Yes. Yes, unfortunately, Val Ruff is, as they say, away on assignment. And so she asked me to, if I would fill in the interest of full disclosure, I am the board chair this year for the executive board for the Convention and Visitors Bureau. So she asked me to fill in for her, which I said, well, it'll cost you, but we'll get to all of that later. So we're happy to be with you here this morning on behalf of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we are happy to welcome in Nancy Adams, who her day job, as she was telling me, is professor of psychology out at Marshalltown Community College, mm-hmm. but she is a volunteer, and she is one of the wheels that is turning to make sure everything is perfect for next weekend's 2017 Gene Seberg Festival of the Arts at the Orpheum Center here in Marshalltown, the 7th edition. It'll run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Nancy, welcome to Experience Marshalltown, and are you ready for a big weekend?
Yes, and thank you, Ken, for having me here to talk about the festival. We are ready, or perhaps more honestly, we are really getting ready, doing the fine-tuning sorts of things. We will be ready on Friday.
Oh, of course you'll be ready yeah. on Friday. This is the 7th edition of the Gene Seberg Festival of Arts. Give us a little bit of a recap of how we came to have a Gene Seberg Festival of the Arts to begin with, and how we got to number 7.
Thank you. I will do. The genesis for honoring Gene on an annual basis was sort of integral to the whole saving of the Orpheum building, if mm-hmm. you will, once it was decided that that building had merit and could continue to serve. The idea to incorporate Jean in some fashion was sort of organic. She had some moments as a child that were very seminal to her in that theater. Seeing the movie The Men at that theater with Marlon Brando is what mm-hmm. she articulates as the moment she decided she wanted to pursue acting as a career. You know, that was mm-hmm. in that building. Her sister Marianne talks of when she used to babysit Jean, it was quite easy to do so because she would drop her off at the Orpheum, pick her up after a double feature, right? and so the relationship there already existed. Mm-hmm. And once we sort of sorted out how the building would serve the community, and once it was open, we decided to sort of fulfill that dream of honoring her on a regular basis. And each year it's held in November because that is her birthday month.
Well, you know, the question is that obviously the first one is always an adventure because when you begin doing a project like this, you really don't know what you don't know, yes. as they say. So now we are here at the 7th edition. Why do folks, why is this a recurring event? Why do folks keep coming back for this event?
That's a wonderful question, and one that we ask ourselves each year because we want to understand that, right? And we want to keep the festival both familiar and fresh. You know, if I were to think of when I was young growing up in Chicago, I went to go see the Nutcracker Suite each mm-hmm. holiday season. And so you knew what to expect, but it would be perhaps a different cast, right? Or you'd go to a different restaurant beforehand, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And so we've tried to build both tradition and new elements each year. And I think the reason that Gene continues to draw both festival regulars, people who build it into their calendar and anticipate coming, as well as new persons, is because simply she was so multifaceted in terms of the things that she was passionate about and talented mm-hmm. within, and because the world, literally the world, continues to sort of speak about her as a source of inspiration. And so while the festival is about Jean, it's more that Jean is the springboard, if you will, for us to try to encourage and educate others.
Do you have a theme every year, or do you just try and put together the best possible schedule to attract the most kinds of people?
I think the answer to that is both. We do have a theme which informs perhaps our keynote event on the Friday night, right, or the kickoff thing, and it informs our graphics, and we sort of have that as an umbrella under which we operate each year. Because she was so talented, right, we've been able to highlight, it's always film, of course, is part of the theme, but film and fashion was one year, right, and a hometown girl international icon was, I think, the first one. This year we are giving nod finally to her stage experience, to the experience that she had in the wings of theater, right, and on the stages in Marshalltown, and we've not done that prior. So we do have a theme, and we try to massage it, if you will, over the weekend.
And I'm sure one of the other reasons for the success and the fact that this is a recurring event has to do with the volunteers who get involved.
We do have a strong dedicated volunteer group who finds, I think, personal satisfaction and believe deeply in the reasons why she continues to deserve to be remembered and to be inspired, or to be inspiring, yeah.
Okay. Well, again, the Gene Seberg Festival coming up next weekend, Friday, November 3rd through Sunday, November 5th. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about all the activities that are in store next weekend as Experience Marshalltown continues here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
We've all heard of the Golden Rule, treat others as you would like to be treated. But have you heard of the Platinum Rule? The Platinum Rule is to treat others the way they want to be treated. At Members First Community Credit Union, that's me first banking. Whether you prefer banking from your mobile phone or in person at one of 7 branch locations, Members First lets you bank your way. Discover me first banking with Members First. Call, stop in, or visit membersfirst.com. That's members, the number one, ST.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie with Strands. The 2017 Mohawk Flooring Anniversary Sale ends soon at Strands. Celebrate your beautiful home and save up to 50% on Mohawk designer floors, including Mohawk Smart Strand carpets with pet protection and warranty. Smart Strand features Mohawk's advanced fiber that repels liquids, making it the easiest to clean carpet on the planet, and it is on sale. Prepared to be floored during Mohawk's anniversary sale ending soon at Strands.
Welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. We're talking about Gene Seberg today. Ken Hughey is hosting our program.
Thank you, Kyle. And we are here with Nancy Adams, who is the curator of the Seberg Collection, which you can see all year round at the Orpheum Theater Center. And we're going to talk about the festival events scheduled beginning next Friday, November 3rd, continuing Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th. And it all kicks off on Friday evening, Nancy.
Yes, it does. It kicks off 1 week from tomorrow. At 5:30, the building will open to attendees and visitors. And at that time, they can have a first glimpse at some of our displays that will be up throughout the course of the weekend. If they'd like to linger a bit in the building and get acclimated to the setting. And then at 6 o'clock in the black box in the theater in the back, that's when we will have a musical performance begin by Amy and Adams. It's Mark Adams Weston and his wife Amy. Mark is a Marshalltown native who is also happens to be a personal friend of Gene's, as well as the Seberg family. He worked at the pharmacy years and years ago. Okay. And so though he no longer lives in Marshalltown, he and his wife are very involved with and passionate about coming back and being a part of that.
And they've been back many times performing at the Orpheum.
They're sort of the festival, the music of the festival, if you will, is Amy and Adams. So they will be there on Friday night to entertain, and we will have hors d'oeuvres and beverages, the distribution of some awards that we do each year. Mm-hmm. One of them is called the Gene Seberg Drama Award, and that is given to a Marshalltown High School drama student. Nominated by the MHS drama folks.
Cool.
Yeah, it is. It's a lovely honor. There's a cash prize that is associated with it. So that will happen on Friday night. Mm-hmm. We give an outstanding service award to a person who's gone above and beyond on behalf of our mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big event on Friday night, in addition to those, is there will be this year a Reader's Theater event happening in the movie house, directed by David Engel, who's the speech and drama professor at the college.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will have persons do scene readings from plays that Jean herself starred in when she was growing up here.
And the plays are listed as Sabrina Fair and Stardust, is that correct?
Yes, and in Sabrina Fair, Jean had the lead role in that when she performed. She was a secondary role in Stardust, which is a comedy. And really, it's pretty well documented that when Jean did star in Sabrina Fair as a high school student, it was so well received, people remarked on her talent in carrying off that lead role and rather predicted that she could be a movie star. So yeah, that will be Friday night.
Okay, and there is a cost for that night. All the events, everything's included for a $15 per person cost.
Yes, for Friday night.
Let's move on to Saturday, where you have some free activities and others that have a minor charge with them. Let's talk about Saturday, November 4th.
Terrific. On Saturday, the building opens at 9:30 in the morning, and the coffee shop on the premises will also be open, so mm-hmm. people can, again, sort of linger and just kind of be in the festival atmosphere. The entire building will be, as it is each year, sort of dressed up to honor and support the theme. At 10 o'clock, we have what we call a roundtable discussion, which is, it is a sharing of examples of how Jean has remained in the news worldwide, quite frankly. Over time, Cedric Pulford from England will be returning to moderate that session. We've got special guests reading some letters that were written by Jean herself mm-hmm. so that people can hear her words. And it's a lovely sort of give-and-take conversational session in the morning to both bring people up to date on how Jean is represented as well as reflect on who she was.
And I see the notes on that round table say that Cedric Pulford actually gave Jean an early break in what might have become her second career when she wrote an article for his magazine when he was student editor at Oxford University. That's interesting.
Correct.
And
that's
you were talking earlier about the diverse talents that Jean displayed.
Yes, she really genuinely did. I think it was perhaps a year ago that I first had this thought, but it holds true today. I really believe that we would be talking about Jean Seberg even if she'd never made a film. I really, mm-hmm. I do believe mm-hmm. that. I believe that she would have made her mark on the world through her words. She was a talented writer, and some of her creative works are literally in the collection of the Museum of Letters and Manuscripts in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
She was a very highly intelligent, articulate woman.
Okay. So that roundtable runs from 10 until 11:30. What comes after that?
After that, the attendees will have a choice of what they might want to do. The first is a guided legacy tour, which pretty much is self-explanatory, right? There will be a tour guide, Janine Loris, fabulous local Marshalltonian and Jean fan and advocate. She will be leading a ticketed bus tour or van, I'm not sure the vehicle they have, past and through many sites that were instrumental in Jean's formative years. And so for people who are new to Marshalltown mm-hmm. or those who've lived here and are beginning to learn about her, it's a lovely opportunity to do that. If someone is familiar with the places or prefers to take themselves on a tour, we have maps for that. And so they could participate in a new event this year, which is called Memories of Jean, whereby Steve Muntz, again from the college, will be offering people the opportunity to share on video some of their memories. We'd like to capture some of the hometown snippets and memories that people have. It'll be very low-key, kind of like what we're doing here.
Kind of like a video scrapbook?
Yes, kind of like a video scrapbook, yes. And we've thought about doing it, offering that. The festival seems a natural venue for that. This is the first time we're doing it. And I would like to say that even though the name of that opportunity is called Memories of Jean, I myself am going to get on there and talk for a few minutes, because though I never knew her, I remember when Val first told me about her, right? And so you don't have to have had a relationship to participate.
Okay. Then you have a symposium, Rebel Without a Pause,
yes.
Also. That will be at 1:15.
Yes. Clever Twist on Words there by Jude Rollins is another festival guest who will be returning to us from England. I believe this is Jude's fourth festival with us. He is a noted musician. He's a developing film director. Very, very much enthusiastic about and knowledgeable about Jean and her history and her influence, especially in the UK. And so he will be leading a conversation that talks about her social activism and justice, talking about that aspect.
And then at 2:30, you'll be able to view the film Diamonds Are Brittle.
Yes, and this is perhaps, I don't know that I want to say the signature event of the event, but it is something that's been in the works for quite a while. Diamonds Are Brittle is a film, it's a French film. Clearly what we're talking about is that's the English title to it. But we're very excited to have the director, Nicholas Gessner, who worked with Jean on that film, with us. He and his wife will be traveling here, pick them up next Wednesday. And they are, Nicholas will be talking about his experience in working with Jean on that film. Mm-hmm. It's the first time we've had an actual director to speak about what it was like to work with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then he will be available for a question and answer session after the film. The one thing I would like to say to folks, if you heard me say that it is a French film, it is indeed, but there's been a collaborative effort over the last several months to get the film subtitled in English. And so it shall be.
Okay.
And people need to know they will be hearing French, they will be looking at Jean, and they will be reading English. But we thought that the best way to make the film accessible to our audience.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. And then the Saturday activities conclude at 6 o'clock with the screening of, a lot of folks have seen this movie, I'm sure.
Yes.
Paint Your Wagon. What a fun film.
Yes, it is. It is a fun, it is a unique film. As I mentioned earlier, we like to both keep the festival fresh but also familiar. And this has proven an attendee favorite. I think this is... perhaps the third time we've shown the film, yeah. But it seems to draw young and not so young folks to it, because it's a big film, and so we are happy to bring that back. It's sort of a date night film, if you will, for the festival. Yeah.
Okay. So on Saturday, events are free with the exception of the guided tour. There is a cost. The Diamonds Are Brittle event with director Nicholas Gessner. There's a cost, and there is a cost for to see Paint Your Wagon. You can get more information about all of that at their website at orpheumcenter.com. Now let's talk about the finale on Sunday, which is all the events, $6 per person, and includes all of these goodies.
Yes, it does. And as far as the overall cost of both each event or the comprehensive weekend, we worked very hard to make it quite family friendly, or wallet friendly, if you will. As you mentioned, on Sunday, $6 will again allow persons into the building, into the exhibits that are on display for free. We will offer a second offering of the Memories of Jean video experience. If, say, for instance, someone goes on the guided legacy tour with Janine, right, and therefore misses the first opportunity to be videotaped and share, then they have that second opportunity on Sunday morning.
Okay.
We also, for the first time, will be featuring some highlights from previous festivals. Not everybody can come every year, right? And we have on film last year's fashion show, which was done in conjunction with Iowa State University merchandising and fashion students. We also have a clip from a compilation of songs of all genres that were featured in our 2014 festival. And so that bit is called Sights and Sounds of Festivals Past, and so allows people to either revisit previous festivals or see what we have done prior.
Okay.
And the two other things, I'm not sure how I'm on time here, but two other things on Sunday morning are the showing of a French documentary called Eternal. And it was created for French public television just about 4 years ago. It's okay. Quite contemporary. Mm-hmm. The director and the filming crew spent time in Marshalltown filming. They visited the Orpheum. Linda Moore and I will be presenting to the audience clips from that film and explaining the process and what the focus of that movie is.
Okay, and then we're going to take another break here on Experience Marshalltown. We'll talk about the People's Choice and where folks can get more information about next weekend's Gene Seberg Festival of the Arts when Experience Marshalltown continues on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa. So meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
And welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. Here's Ken Hughey.
All right, thank you, Kyle. We're visiting with Nancy Adams about next weekend's Gene Seberg Festival of the Arts. We've talked about all the activities, but the actual finale of the event, Sunday morning on the 5th, the announcement of the People's Choice winner.
Yes, that's a unique thing, I think, Ken, because it's a constellation of a returning event, which is the opportunity for local artists to present works inspired by Gene's legacy, mm-hmm. right? So that bit is the returning part. But what's new is that this year we've made it not simply an exhibition but a competition.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the Drama Award. We have the Outstanding Service Award. And so we are building and expanding our recognition of the various art forms that she has influenced. And so this year the People's Choice Award, as the name implies, is that attendees will be able to vote for the piece that most resonates mm-hmm. with them. Mm-hmm. And we will announce the winner of that on Sunday at the close of the festival. There will be a cash prize as well for that. And I would like to say that I am delighted. I will show you some photographs when we're off air here of some of the entries. We had 16 artists contribute work, a total of 18 works. And these artists, they're from Minnesota. They're from South Wales. They're from California, Illinois. Really, literally all over, right?
Right,
We have a student from the Meskwaki Settlement School. We have some from West Marshall. We have some from the college. So it's a delightful collection of really powerful work.
Okay. We've got about 90 seconds left here this morning. Talk about the Facebook page that you have for this.
Thank you. I will do. It is Gene Seberg at the O, and it's actually the word at, not the symbol. So Gene Seberg at the O, that is the Facebook page. It's functional all year, but certainly now and for the foreseeable future, the focus is festival related. Mm-hmm. So there will be updates. Quite frankly, Ken, tonight there might be a photograph of you and I at this very table on that
page. Well, you don't scare them away. Don't scare them away like that.
And so that's if people are interested in social media, there is that, as well as the Orpheum website and right. Facebook page. Yes.
And the Orpheum website is www.orpheumcenter.com.
That's right.
Again, the 2017 edition of the Gene Seberg Festival of the Arts. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Orpheum Center in downtown Marshalltown. I'm going to put you on the spot here real quick. In about 20 seconds, can you tell me, people could go to one thing, what would you recommend? Putting you on the spot here.
Yeah.
All of it.
Okay. Right. I have to say, if their primary interest is learning about Gene, then the round table, that's broad. If their interest is in film and wanting to talk to someone who worked with her, whose career got started because of her, that's the round table. And you're right, that's totally unfair. Go to the Legacy Tour, all of it.
All of it.
Just come to the O.
Go to the Facebook site or Orpheum Theater.
Or call 844-5921 for ticket information.
OrpheumCenter.com. Nancy Adams, thanks for being with us, sharing about the Gene Seberg Festival of the Arts for Experience Marshalltown. I'm Ken Hughey. Thanks for being with us.
This is David Hicks of YSS of Marshall County.
YSS of Marshall County has been providing